If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The Pop Crew members, Police and Civil Rights Union, are calling for maybe a possible strike if government is not going to be reassessing that price, that the salaries hike that they're thinking of, 4.7% from the 1st of April. They're saying, well, this is not good enough. They want to renegotiate. Tulani Ngwenya is a Pop Crew president on the line with us. A very good evening, Mr. Ngwenya. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners at all.
As Pop Crew, you are saying you're pushing back against this 4.7 wage hike approved for next month. What exactly are you looking for?
We're looking for anything that is above inflation plus 2%, because I can take you back that since 2017, we only received the salary increment in 2017. And then in the last leg of 2018, we were not given our salary increment because the government claimed that they could not afford to pay that money. They never said they won't pay. They said at that time they could not pay. Subsequent to that, they went on to give us gratuity increment of 1,000 rand or 1,200. It depends on the level as to how does it go. And those was not talking to the salary cost of living adjustment. It was not also going to the pension. So workers have been deprived their pension increment and cost of living adjustment for the past 4 to 5 years.
Yes.
So 2021-2022, a two-year agreement was also signed. Of which in that two-year agreement, it was agreed that the next salary increment will be equal to inflation and plus. So we are surprised today when last week government come in and say the salary increment for the 2023-2024 will be 4.7, of which we reject as an insult.
Sure. So let me just make sure that we are clear, Ms. Ngwenya. So this was a two-year agreement that was signed in 2023, and obviously it related to 2024-2025, an increase that was related, guaranteed increase related to inflation. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. You are correct.
And so now you're here we're in 2024, and what you're being offered, this 4.7, is nowhere near linked to inflation.
They are renegating from what they have agreed when they coerced some of the unions that they must sign this agreement because it's a good offer. Remember, the last year one, which they implemented, it was a unilateral implementation of 3%. Which then made us to go out to the streets. If you remember, there was a huge strike going out to the street. Subsequent to that, they said, government, come, let's sit down around the table. Let's sign a settlement agreement. We signed a settlement agreement saying that they are going to augment the 2022-2023 salary agreement. When we tabled that in the council so that it could be formalized, even yesterday, they refused. They said they're not going to talk about things that have lapsed, things that have passed. Then it shows that they are not negotiating in good faith. We've got that settlement. It has been now made an order of the court that all parties are binded by that settlement agreement, which will benefit the whole of the public service. But you find very difficult, arrogant negotiators of the employer that comes to the table and say contrary what their mandate they were given by the employer. And it's also surprising that when we raise this thing, the employer didn't say, come and say they are not aware. But all workers in the public servant, if you can ask them, they can tell you they are not happy with what government is doing. They are not happy with the 4.7%. It's below the inflation. The inflation is at 5.6%. Why must, when workers have worked very hard during the COVID, during all this time, they're supposed to police the festive season, they're supposed to do all this work, when they're supposed to get what is relevant needed by them, then they are told going to pillar to post and all those things. That's why we are saying, we are saying to government, this is just a warning that bring our 2018 last leg of agreement, augment, implement the augmentation of the settlement agreement, as well as make sure that these current salary negotiations come to a even a inflation plus one or plus two. Then we can be able to be happy as public servant to provide service. Because we're not here about profit, but we're about providing service to the citizen. But providing service to the citizen, we must not be taken for granted.
You're saying you had a meeting yesterday. They did not want to listen. You are warning that you may mobilize and march again. What's your actual next step?
And I remember that we marched in 2022 as Pop Group going to government, raising the same issue. We said to them, respond appropriate. Hence, it was the reaching of that settlement to say, no, come this in the next salary negotiation will augment the 3% that we have implemented unilaterally. Now they are doing this. We are going to prepare our members to say, look, 4.7%, even you can look anywhere, members are not, they are not happy about this. So we're putting this for members, but we are still going to go back to them. We're going to be having our provincial executive committee meetings, our provincial software council, to consolidate, to say, when then can we then challenge this, because that money belongs to workers. The agreement was signed by the employer, which they committed to it, but they renegade and take us to court. It's not us who must be seen now as if we are doing wrong things at the wrong time, but it's them who took us to court. It's for the first time in the history of democracy that government will take their employees to court. What type of an employer is that will take their employees to court when they're supposed to benefit?
Paprik, President, thank you so much for your time. Tulani Ngwenya there saying, look, if government doesn't listen, well, we may see another major strike by its 120,000 workers very, very soon.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.